Right. We had scheduled a break, but we do not need a break. So we'll move into item number 8. This is our wildlife interaction rules. This is a decision. Dave Ware will walk us through what is before us.
Madam Chair, members of the Commission, again, for the record, my name is Dave Ware. I'm the Game Division Manager for the Department of Fish and Wildlife. Wasn't quite ready to start. So as you just heard, it's been pretty exciting this past year with wolves, and so and what's driving a lot of the amendments that we're making to the wildlife interaction rules is also associated with wolves, and thankfully we didn't need to use a lot of the tools that we're recommending be amended, because we didn't have a lot of problems this past year. And I think that has made, has obviously benefited a lot of the discussions that the chair alluded to here a few minutes ago with the Wolf Advisory Group. But we are very excited about that group and helping us move things forward. And they've been pretty involved, actively involved in some of the things that I'm about to present. I mentioned that part of the rationale, or part of the need for amending the rules, has to do with our adoption of the Wolf Management Plan, and there were several things identified in there that weren't currently either in statute or in rule. This past legislative session, Engrossed Substitute Senate Bill 5193 made some changes that also drove the need for us to amend our rules. As part of that legislative process last year, we were also asked to develop an emergency rule that would allow people to kill a wolf that was caught in the act of attacking their domestic animals, and so we're looking to make that rule permanent. And then, of course, anytime we have the rules open, we look to clean them up, make them more clear and usable. So a little bit of background. Obviously, we filed the 102 for this rulemaking process in June. We've been having monthly Wolf Advisory Group meetings since about that time, and they've considered the issues several times. We had a commission hearing in August, and you heard the public testimony. As a result of some of that testimony and some confusion and concern about the timelines of the deadline for getting comments in, we extended that comment period through September 20th, and we're considering rule adoption today. So the rules that we're looking at, there are several of them, all part of Chapter 232-36. One of those involves creating definitions for the rest of the chapter. One of them talks about human interactions and conflict resolution, killing wildlife causing property damage, killing wolves, attacking domestic animals. That's a new rule. Amending the rules for payment for damage to livestock, application procedures, and dispute resolution. Mentioned that we extended the comment period because of some of the confusion there. We have continued that public discussion. We received probably 20 written comments in addition to considering the issue at two different meetings with the Wolf Advisory Group. And as a result, we've made several changes to our proposals that are, most of those are in your notebook. I do have a couple of changes to recommend at the end of this presentation. In terms of the definitions, the proposal in front of you right now retains the language of the emergency rule and deletes an attempt to try to define the term attack. A lot of that came about as we were discussing that with a variety of members of the public. There was concern that any changes to what we had done in the emergency rule would upset the balance that we had achieved through the legislative process, as well as with those wolf advocates, as well as those in the livestock community. And so the current proposal goes back to the original language of the emergency rule. We did make a few, or did add a few definitions. Domestic animals, one of those, and the new WAC allows for the killing of a wolf caught attacking domestic animals. So that was one of the needs for defining it. In addition, the commission received a letter from several key legislators, those interested in wolf management, encouraging you to support an emergency rule. And it used the term domestic animals in there as well. But also the legislation that passed does describe a process that might allow for compensation of other domestic animals other than cattle, sheep, and horses. And then throughout this set of rules, there were several places where we needed to update the language to make it consistent with the legislation. That had to do with deleting the term commercial from livestock throughout the various rules, adding the term domestic animal and or property where it was appropriate. Just wanted to remind folks in terms of the definition of domestic animal and where it's used, we're still sticking to the terms of the plan at this point. So state funding can be used to compensate for losses from wolves to cattle, sheep, and horses. And federal funding, based on the language in the current rules, would allow us to use the federal funding that we've received for other livestock. Those animals are also defined in by rule, and they are all consistent with the plan. And finally, in the rule 232-36052 talks about being able to kill a wolf that's caught attacking a domestic animal. This next rule is associated with killing wildlife causing damage. We're looking to amend the language here for clarification, again deleting the term commercial and allowing the killing of game animals attacking domestic animals rather than just livestock. Again, it's consistent with the new statute change regarding wolves. 052 is a new rule. It makes permanent the emergency rule. And again, you've heard a lot of testimony and a lot of discussion about the emergency rule being different from what was described in the plan, in that it doesn't require a permit. It goes beyond livestock and includes domestic animals. However, in the discussion, it just didn't seem reasonable to allow a person to protect livestock during an attack, but not their pets or other domestic animals. And again, I want to remind folks that attacks are infrequent to begin with, but it's also very difficult to try to anticipate when you would need a permit or who would need a permit in order to be able to protect their animals. It's also, if you look at the history of the wolf recovery in the Rocky Mountain DPS, south of I-90, they had rules very similar to this, allowing landowners to protect their animals by killing a wolf if it was caught in the act of attacking them, and it only occurred 3 times in the 8 years when it was in effect, up and until the time that wolves had recovered or reached the recovery objectives. In addition, as a safeguard, the director has the delegated authority from the commission to enact an emergency should this authority result in two or more wolves being killed in a year. And so we could rescind this ability for somebody to kill a wolf if we thought it was getting excessive and being conducted outside of what we were expecting or needing. For these next two rules, most of what you see in there is just a cleanup of the conflict regulations. I'm going to talk a little bit about a floor change here at the end. Some of the changes we did with in terms of payment for losses, again, deleted the term commercial. We're looking at using a market value as what we would compensate for. And we, as promised in the plan, we're looking to develop a way to consider payment of claims for such things as greater than normal losses and reduced weight gains. It also makes this rule consistent with the changes that were made legislatively. In terms of application for compensation, again, some of the same things we talked about in the past, but also we think establishes and clarifies some of the livestock payment conditions. And most of those are, again, driven by being consistent with the new legislation. And the last one, in terms of this title is incorrect, 232-36-400 actually deals with an appeals process for how somebody would appeal a claim. And we've added some language that would create a review committee for dealing with these appeals. We had some comments about that, and so we've amended those based on those comments to clarify to be more specific on who make up that committee. But as you heard Donnie talk about, our intent at this point is to utilize the Wolf Advisory Group as that review committee. So now I'd like to make some floor changes. The first one is on page 21 within WAC 232-36-110, subsection 7B. I'm going to reinstate the terms shared and owner and the, which is currently stricken. And so that, I'm sorry, it's on page 20. So under 7B, the new language would read that last sentence: adjuster fees would be the shared responsibility of the owner and the department. And the rationale there is that we originally had suggested striking that language because for the most part, the agency ends up picking up the majority of the costs. But there are, it does help us avoid when a producer understands that they're going to be sharing the cost of an assessor, it helps us avoid claims that probably shouldn't even be, where an assessor probably doesn't even need to go out because the claim is too small or too nebulous. And so if they're willing to invest their own money in having an assessor come out at some level, then a higher likelihood that it's a legitimate claim. In addition, the last rule that we just looked at, 232-36-400, if I got the page right, yes, page 32, subsection 3. I'm going to replace the term department with the term director. I think that makes it more clear. Add a colon after the word least, a semicolon after the word owners, and a semicolon after the word advocates. And it's just to make it clear that when we say at least, we're talking about all of those other entities. So whether you're a representative of livestock interests or wolf or wildlife advocacy or others, that we want at least three members, and certainly could go beyond that. And I think that there was some initial concern that it could be read differently than that. That's all I have. Take any questions.
Nicely done. Any questions for Dave? All very clear. We've been presented this information in the past, so this isn't our first look. Okay. Well, continue to consider. I wanted to recognize that a very, very early draft of our agenda, which was never circulated, never issued by the commission or the department, did indicate that we were going to have public input on this item. But because it was not part of the final agenda and it was never issued from our office, we apologize if anyone thought that there would be an opportunity, but we never intended to have an opportunity for public input. We have received a number of comments which have been distributed to the commission, so you've all had a chance to read them. And if there's no questions, we can move to a motion. Commissioner Smith.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Bear with me as I go through the numbering sequence, but I move to amend WACS 232-36-030, 232-36-040, 232-36-051, 232-36-060, 232-36-110, 232-36-200, 232-36-210, 232-36-400, and adopt 232-36-052 as proposed.
Do I hear a second? Commissioner Carpenter has seconded the motion to amend WACS 232-36-030, 232-36-040, 232-36-051, 232-36-060, 232-36-110, 232-36-200, 232-36-210, 232-36-400, and adopt 232-36-052 as proposed. Further discussion? Hearing none. All those in... Director Anderson?
Just wanted to make sure that I understand the motion clearly, that everyone else does, that it did include the floor amendments that were suggested by staff. Is that correct?
I think we all considered that as presented.
Oh, thank you.
In the term as presented with floor amendments. Okay. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say no. Motion carries.
Madam Chair, I wanted to add one thing. You know, I think you all received a letter that came yesterday, and I think there's still some misunderstanding I guess I'll leave it at misunderstanding, but about our processes and how things work. And I think one of the main things had to do with recognizing that a lot of even what you adopted today is still being discussed and debated by the Wolf Advisory Group, and a lot of these things will probably be back here in another year or so recommending some additional changes depending on how the discussions go over time. And so just the recognition that a lot of these things may come back before you in the fairly near future for additional consideration.
Good. Good. And I suppose if we have to resort to utilizing some of these wildlife conflict rules, that will change the climate and, of course, lead to more people asking for changes to the rules. So,
absolutely.
This is for now. Thanks very much. Good job. Appreciate it. Okay. We've completed the agenda with the exception of the meeting.